Nara Mao Shetiyasa Shliach Lakava Gito. A Nara, according to the Rabbanan Shito, that either the Nara could receive her own get. Just like the father could receive her get, she could also receive her own get. So the question is, could she appoint a Shliach to receive her get for her? That's the question. Mao Shetiyasa Shliach Lakava Gito Miyad Baila. Kiyad of Viadami is the Nara hands, just like the father's hands. So just like the father can make a shliach, she could also make a shliach. Or like a chotzer of Yadam, she's only like the chotzer of the father, she's only like. What does that mean? Kiyad of Yadam is like the hand of the father. Mao via Mishavish, just like the father, Mishavish shliach, could appoint a shliach. Hatay afinami Mishavish shliach, she could also appoint her own shliach. Or Duma maybe no, kechotzer of Yadam is like the chotzer of a father. And therefore, by a chotzer of pshat is, Adamot Yagita Liyodalar Migarsha. Until the get actually comes into her hand, she can't be megareshes. So that's the shiloh. Is her hand mamish like the father? Or no, it's only like the chotzer. So chotzer means she's like the reshus of the father that has to go into her hand. So where's the kasha? Me, misafkali, la rov, does rov have such a question, such a doubt? For your omar rov, rov himself said, but the locher is, cause of get, if the husband writes a get, the nos no biyad avdo, and he puts it into his wife's evid's hand, into her slave. So Yoshin, if the evid is sleeping, umisham rosen, she's watching him, haray the get, then the get is good. Because the evid is like her chotzer, and since she's sleeping and she's watching him, it's called mishtameris for her, therefore the get is good. But what about near? Let's say the evid wakes up, then the locher is ain't a get, the get is no good. But the question is why not? Near amaya in a get, why, if the evid works up, is the get no good? The evil echotzer mishtemer shloile daita, because it's the chotzer that was not watched for her das. It's called the evid has his own das. It's being watched by himself for himself and not for the wife. So therefore, chotzer is only good if the chotzer is being watched by the owner for the owner. But if it's the own das, if it's an evid has his own das, it's not called being watched for the isha. Now the question is then, the sakutadri, if you want to tell me, you know why the Nara she could receive her own get? Because she is like the chotzer of her father. If so, why is that good though? Even when the get comes into her hand, she should not have a get. Because since she's a Nara, she has her own das, she's like watching herself. She's not watching it for the father. So it's like the Yevid when he's awake, it's not called the chotzer as being watched for the owner, it's being watched for themselves. So if so, how could she receive her own get? If she's only a chotz for the father, it's not being watched for the father. Elo, therefore, li'elam for sure, pshita lei, techiyada v'yadam, you know, avada, the nara has like, she's like the hand of the father. So if so, what's the whole question? This is the question. Mi alima chiyada v'ya, is the nara's hand as strong as the father's hand? L'shav y'iyah shliach, that she could also appoint the shliach to receive her get. Just like the father could appoint the shliach to receive her get, she could also appoint the shliach. Oiloi, maybe her hand is not so strong. On this, Omelet, they said back, Ein ois a shliach. She cannot make a shliach. Her hand is not that strong. On this, Gemara Sakash, Eisvei Avakash, it says clearly that Ketan is Shomris Kabbali Gita. If the Ketan had made a shliach to receive her get, Ein a get is no good. Achigi a get liyot until the get comes into her hand. But Koponim Tzadiyak, her Nara raised a get. Mashmah, if she was a Nara, she could appoint a Shliach to receive her own get. So how could you say that she can't make a Shliach? Sumerah says, Hocham Mayaskina v'shein la'av. When do I say she cannot make a Shliach if she has a father? Then the Ikah hand is by the father. The father is the only one to make a Shliach. But over here, when she doesn't have a father, then she can make a Shliach to receive her own get. Read the Gemara, no? Hamidu Tony Sefer, since it says in the Sefer over here, Im Omer Aviyat Seva Kabo Git Labiti, if the father tells the Shliach, go receive a gift for my daughter, Im Rotza Balasa Baliasa, if the husband wants to be Chazer, he can't be Chazer anymore. But I call upon him a Chlau Duresha, but the Esh Lavaskin, we're talking about there is a father around, and still the Nara could make a Shliach, so still it's a Kasha on what you said. So Mora says, no, Chasurim Echa, something is missing here. Vokhi Ketoni, this is the way it should be learned. Vokhi Ketoni. Kitan, Shom Miskabali Gitra and a get. If a ketana, she's a young girl under 12, she makes a shliach to receive a get, she can't make a shliach. A ketana can't make a shliach about a sending get. Achigi a get liyod, until the get comes into her own hand. Her nara, but it should be a nara raised a get, she couldn't make a shliach. Now, b'nedev v'mamurim, when was this said? Kishen lav, only when she doesn't have a father. Avuyesh lav, she has a father. V'yom reviyat, say the kabbal, the vita gita, and then the father says, to the to a shliach, go receive a gift for my daughter. Then writes the balas liyasa. The father with the husband wants to be chayzer, can't be chayzer anymore, because the father has the right to appoint a shliach. If she has a father, then the lacher is she is not that strong. She can't appoint a shliach to receive her gift. But the makom she doesn't have a father, then she could appoint a shliach to receive her own gift. All right, let's stop. So, you're holding up mem dollar on the base here in the middle. Mara says, Itma would learn like this. Kitano shenishkacho shalei ledas aviyah. A ketana got married without her father's permission. She didn't go to ask her father. She received her own kedushin. So what's the halacha? A ketana doesn't have das. So the shaila, is there any kedushin or not? Shoma Shmuel, Shmuel says yes, that tzricha get or tzricha miyan. You also have to have a get, and if there's miyan. We'll soon see what this means. So Rashi learns it means the father did not tell her to accept the get. Now, the locker is she needs a get and she needs miyan. Oma, a miyan we know is what? That by ketana, if you do get married to a ketana, midrabonin, there's in a case where there's no father alive, then the daughter could get married, midrabonin, and if the husband wants to get rid of her, he gives her miyan. A get is, if the kedushin is really chal midiraita, then she has to receive a get. So Shmuel says, l'chumra, she has to receive a get, and she has to receive miyan also. Oma Karna, Karna said back to Shmuel, Dvorim Begoy, like something's missing here, like something inside. Rashi says it means, Kach Oma Kerezva Karna said, Yesh Dvorim Beterech Dover. There's one thing inside another side. Kalaymar, I have a question on what you're saying. Like the Manashach, Karna says, In Get Lamamiyun. If you're going to say now for some reason we're afraid, maybe the father was Nicha with this Kedushin, so maybe the Kedushin was Midiraisa, so then all she does is she needs a get, that's all. Why does she have to have Miyan for? And in Miyan, if you tell me no, they were not afraid the father wanted this Kedushin. So she only married off herself, which is only Midirabonin, so therefore the husband could just give her Miyan, just say goodbye to her. If so, Loma get, why does she have to receive a get like the Tastira? To say that this Ketana has to have both things, a get and Miyan, it's a stira. What do you have to have two things for? So Omrule, they said back, Ho ma ukva, ul beidina de kafri, ma ukva and his bezin and kafri, in the name of this place, afchuha. They changed around the memories. Now, we have so far, Shmuel says she needs two things, and Karna says no. So they changed around the Shmuel and said that Karna said you need two things, and Shmuel said you only need one thing. And Shadru Lakai made the Rav. They sent it in front of Rav that they wanted to see what would Rav say. Omalhu, and Rav answered back to them, Holakim, like Lashon of a Shavua, to Hashem, like, Tzricha get or Tzricha miyun. Yes, Shitaka needs two things. The husband now, if he wants to get rid of her, he has to write her a get and also make a Maisa miyun. And Rav said, V'chasta lezare di Abba bar Abba. And like, Oyvei, to the son of Abba bar Abba, which was Shmuel. The name Ochi that Shmuel should say, you do not need two things. In other words, they sent the halacha to Rav, they changed it around. They told him that Shmuel only said, you need one. So therefore, Rav answered back to say, like, Shmuel, you're making a mistake, how could you say that? Now, of course, you need two things, which Lamaisa really is what Shmuel says. So it comes out, both Rav and both Shmuel agree that in this case, where a ketana receives her own kedushin, now the husband has to give her two things. The husband has to give her a get and has to give her miyan. And the Gemara says, the time am I, what's the reason why? Like the question is, Karna asked a good question. Why should you have to have two things? So Gemara answers, Omer Ravacha, Berei de Ravikom, Tzricha get, she has to receive a get, because Shema Nisratzav the Kedushin. We're afraid maybe the father really does agree with this Kedushin. Like the father wants her to get married. And therefore the Kedushin would be good midiraisa. Yeah. So first of all, you need a get because maybe the father was Nicha. If the father was Nicha, then the Kedushin is a good Kedushin, so she needs a get. Well, Tzricha mean, you know why also we need Miyun? Shoshem Aloy Nisarat Tzav be Kedushin. Maybe the father did not want this Kedushin here. And if the father did not want the Kedushin, then when the Ketana gets married by herself, it means nothing. Midiraisa, she can't marry herself. She can't get married to Ketana. But we're afraid the Yomer people will say, Ein Kedushin Toysen B'Yachoysa. since Lamaisa was saying she needs a get, so people will think that you were married to a real Kedushin. And therefore now if the husband go and marries her sister, they would think the Kedushin is not chal at all, and he doesn't need a get from her. And really it's not that way. Because on the tzad, the father was not nicha with the first Kedushin, so when the first husband married the Ketana, the Kedushin was not chal. So later if the husband would go marry her sister, the Kedushin would be chal on the sister. So we're afraid that if she only needs a get, people will think the first Kedushin was good, and now if the husband wants to marry her sister, you can't marry your wife's sister. So people will think the Kedushin is no good. So that's why we told them you have to have a Miyan also. So since they make Miyan, people realize that the first Kedushin maybe was no good. If the first Kedushin is no good, then if later he marries the sister, we have to be afraid maybe that Kedushin is good. And therefore, of course, we'll have to give her a get also. That's the reason why you have to have both. Yeah. The Omer Rav Nachman said, Vusha Shidchu. We're only afraid that maybe the father agrees to this Kedushin if they made Shidduchim before. In other words, before the man went to marry this Ketana, they spoke about it already, and the father knew about it already, and the father was maskim already. So then it's a good svara to say that maybe the father was maskim with the Kedushin. But if there wasn't Shidduchim before, then we would never be afraid to say maybe the father agrees, and for sure there would be no Kedushin. Ula Oma Ula says, no, I feel me in Eretz Rechish. No, you don't have to have me in. And Afa Gav the Shidchu. And even though they made Shidduchim also. So he says what? Shmu Ula says nothing doing here. A Ketana, what she does means nothing. And therefore you do not have to have me in either. Like what went on here? A Ketana, she has a father, and a man went over to her and gave her money, L'shem Kedushin. So since she has a father, she has no right to do anything herself. She's a Ketana. So for sure there's nothing. The Kedushin is not chal at all. And for sure we're not afraid to say that the father maybe is maskim, since you did not ask him. So nothing went on. Therefore you do not even have to have miyan. So Gemara says, and Churu Ula said also, Afagav the Shidchu, even though they had Shidduchim first. This is the worst question. Like, could Ula say this even in a case where they made Shidduchim first? Like in the case where they spoke about getting married before, and the father knew about it, so the father agreed to the shidduch, how could Ula say, now if the man goes and marries her, we're not afraid at all, maybe the father will agree? Since they had shidduchim before, for sure there's a svara, maybe the father would agree. So Mara says, true, Ula did not say it in the case where they had shidduchim. That man de masniho, le masniho. Whoever learned Ula's halacha that says you do not need miyan did not say Rav Nachman said it even by shidduchim. And if you say he said it by shidduchim, then of course you would have to have miyan. Now, is that Ula says you do not even have to have miyan? That's only in the case where they did not make shidduchim before. If they did not halacha where they did not make shidduchim before, just the man comes and marries the katana, and she has a father, nothing is doing. There's no kedushin at all. You do not even have to give her miyan. Now, Ikadiyami, some say, Ula said like this, Ketana, Sheniskar, Sheshlala, Dasaviyam, a Ketana that gets married without a Das of a father, Afilu, Mian, and Etzricha. Says it clearly that Mian you do not need, because we're not afraid the father's masking, he didn't ask the father, so therefore the Ketana could do nothing. So she doesn't need a Mian, the husband just goes away without doing anything. Master Rav Kani asked the question, it sounds like this. The Kulon in the first mission of Yevomis, the 15 Aroyas, the Kulon in Mesu, Oymianu Oynizgarshu, Oyshinimsu Islandis, is Sarasayan Mutaris, the Sarasayan Amuta. Over there the case was, the Mishnah says, we know there are 15 ladies, that's an erva to you. And therefore they don't fall the Yevom. The question is, let's say you had two wives, so even though only one of them was an erva, so the other one is also Pata from the Mitzvah Yevom. What's going to be though if the erva died first? What's going to be if the erva dies first, or else the husband gave her miyun or gave her a get? So now lamaisa, when the husband dies, he's not married to the erva; he's only married to the other wife. Then there is a mitzvah of yibum. So now, what's the case here? The kitshaman, who or how are you in the kaddisha? Elaim or the kitshavia? We're talking about the miyun now, so she has to be a katana. Now, if we're talking about that the father married her off. As Lechura, Bimi, and Sagilo, if the father married off his Ketana, it's a Kedushin Midiraisa. So how could the husband just give her Miyun? Miyun is only good when it's a Kedushin the Rabbanan. How could Miyun be good? Bimi and Sagilo, get Malia, boy, for sure you have to have a get. Ewa Lagon, we're talking about the Kitcha Iyinafsha, that she married herself off, even though she has a father. Okatonia, still it says, to boy a miyun, that the husband has to give her miyun. So go to Kashi, you see clearly when the Katana gets married without asking her father, you do have to have miyun. Not like Ula says. So Mar says, who most of love him a faragla, he asked the question, and he himself answered it. Here, true, we're talking about the father still alive. Because there the shalom is one of the heirs is Vita. In a case where your own daughter was married to your brother, and then your brother dies, so your own daughter falls to you. But it says if your brother gave her me in first, then the other wife falls to you. So we're talking about the father's alive. But the case is that the father already married her off once, and she had nesuyin. Once the Ketana has nesuyin with a man, that takes her out of the father's rishus. The father has no rishus over anymore. So if that husband, let's say, died, and then she remarried, now when she gets married a second time, the father has no say in the matter. Because once she had nesuyin, she's out of the rishus of the Av. So it's like there's no father here. And when there's no father, then there is a Kedusha midrabbanan. If somebody marries the Ketana, midrabbanan, the Kedusha is chal, and therefore you have to make miyun. When the husband wants to say goodbye to her, he has to go to Bezna in front of to Edim and make the pasha say, miyun, I don't want you anymore. So you know, that's what the Mishnah in Yevamos is talking about. When the father did not marry her off with Nisuyin yet, she's still under your control, then the halacha is, if she accepts her own Kedushin, it means nothing. Without the Das of the Via, there's no Kedushin. Most of Rav Hamnuni asked the question. It says, halacha, we had before, ein moichro lekroivim. You're not allowed to sell your own daughter to one of your kroivim from Namar Ria. But Mishum Rav Lezer, Amr Rav Lezer says, moichro lekroivim. No, you're allowed to sell your own daughter to your kroivim.